every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. While I awake, I hear a car burning rubber. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but I can't, G, cause there's somebody trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind.
Welcome back in the morning, Uncup. Be having a great Monday, trying to knock off the little rust from the Super Bowl last night. Everyone got to enjoy the game, party it up a little bit, hang out. Just recovery day. It's like our parlays. It's always recovery day.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised. I have my parlay written down already. My two.
Okay, I got mine too.
No, ooh, we're on our game.
Yeah.
We're on our game today, man.
Ready to win.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
It's the daily parlay.
Do that again.
It's the daily parlay.
I used to be a major player in the gambling world, all right?
No, I remember that. You lost like 80 bucks.
Yeah, I'd like to bet 100 bucks.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
This is the daily parlay on the Morning Hookup.
Yeah, it is. Hookup. Be like some of our music theme for tomorrow for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for reminding me.
Don't forget tomorrow. All the lovers out there.
I'll go first.
All right, let's go. Don't take one of mine, please.
I'm not. Okay. I promise you I'm not. I am doing strictly NBA player props tonight.
Ooh, I'm on two games in college, so we'll go.
Okay. NBA player props is what I'm rocking. Okay. My first one, DeJounte Murray for the Atlanta Hawks. They're playing Charlotte tonight. He will have at least 22 points.
22 points. That's the number?
22. That's minus 117.
Okay. I need to look at my odds real quick. Sorry, I have them up here. All right, here's what I'm rocking with. Here's what I'm rocking with. I'm going to play. I'm going to go in the Big 12, 8 o'clock start tonight. That's a brilliant. It's maybe the best conference in all of basketball.
Yeah.
Texas. Texas is traveling to Texas Tech tonight, to Lubbock, Texas. 20-5, number 5 in the country, taking on Texas Tech, who's played well as of late. I mean, they're tough. 13-12, the way they started. They were like 0-7, 0-8 to start. Texas is minus 4. I'm going to play the Longhorns tonight. Their offense has been pretty electric the last year. I think they're 7-3 in their last 10 games, where Texas Tech is 3-7. I know it's a home game, but I'll take the offense to explode. I'm going to take Texas tonight.
Minus 4?
Minus 4. Minus 110 is the number.
Okay. My next, you said minus 110. Okay.
Yeah, both of mine would be minus 110.
My next play, NBA player prop, Jaden McDaniels for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He will have 5 rebounds.
5 RBs. Who was it?
Jaden McDaniels.
Who's he playing for?
The Timberwolves.
I have to write these teams down so I know.
I know.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me get that number for you. That was at
22 points and 5
rebounds. 4 rebounds.
4.
Yeah, 4 rebounds minus 124, okay?
What's his average?
I don't know.
I have to look now.
Why?
I just want to know.
What's the big deal?
I just like to know. NBA. He plays with the T-Wolves?
Yes.
Players?
What's the big deal?
T-Wolves. Player stats. McDaniels. Stats. He had just 4. He's at 3.8.
All right.
So you're on his number. He's only had 4, like, I don't know. We'll see. I like it. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Number 19, Miami travels to Carolina tonight.
Oh, you're scared, aren't you?
It's a big game for Carolina, number 19 in the country. I don't understand this line, by the way. You have any idea what the line is?
I have it right in front of my face.
I don't trust Carolina enough yet. They had a great performance, maybe their best performance of the year against Clemson the other night at home. It was at home. They're like 13-2 at home. Something like that. They won a lot of home games. But give me 5.5 points in Miami tonight. Carolina could win this, but I don't think it's what they did to Clemson. They beat Clemson by, it was 91-71 on Saturday. Miami's a really good basketball team, very athletic.
They are, yeah.
Now, did Carolina figure something out and getting the ball to Baycott a lot more, and Caleb Love had his best shooting night of the year? But I will take the 5.5 points in the Miami Hurricanes tonight.
I like the play, although I will say, you might be coming in here and doing like an anti-betting with your heart thing.
No.
You know, because you're like, oh, I can't take North Carolina because then Will will give me crap for betting with my heart.
About that. I just don't trust that basketball team.
Don't force it.
I'm not forcing it. I just
don't
trust that team yet. I don't trust them yet.
That's fair.
I don't know if they've turned a corner. That was one game. I was excited. Don't get me wrong. It was nice to see them play well like that, but I don't know if they've turned a corner yet.
I think there's some value in our parlay here.
So I will
here.
Take that.
I think we win about 111. We play that, I think. I could be wrong. But, okay, so very good. We got that taken care of. Yeah, man, you know, kind of going back to the Super Bowl last night, I thought it was fine.
It was good. Fine. I thought it was
the game was great.
I thought it was an overall good night for everything. Honestly,
the game was great. The halftime show was good. Commercials, like I said,
Yeah, I just don't get. You know, it's funny because obviously people, you're writing articles and you're rating and grading and doing this. I just don't get into all that. Where does it rank as the all-time Super Bowl?
That's just stupid.
Where does Rihanna get in the all-time? Man,
nobody's beating Prince. Okay,
it's all public opinion.
It is
when you do those.
How was your party? How were the cheesesteaks?
They were awesome. They did a phenomenal job. They were so good. A lot of people making making the cheesesteaks, or they were making cheesesteak bowls. You know, we had everything: onions, peppers, jalapenos, mushrooms. Good. Stace had a bunch of dips and chips laid out. It was awesome. A few sodas drink.
Good.
No reported spills.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a success.
It was a success. It was a success. And I think I was in bed pretty early last night, too.
Good for you.
That's the wild part.
That's the other thing, too, is when the game starts, I think by the time it ended, it was like a 4.5-hour game.
Yeah, it's funny. I find it interesting because, obviously, the Super Bowl is the one event where, like, when you really have to go to the bathroom, it's hard to figure out when you're going to go to the bathroom. Because, you know, it's game time. Commercial. Like, oh, I can't go now. Might miss some. Game back on. Commercial.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a lot of people last night just like looking around. Can I go to the bathroom?
I think the best part to do it is you can afford to miss a little bit of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can, but it's still like you're like talking and chattering it up, and then the commercials are done. You're like, then you're discussing commercials when the game kind of starts back, and then you're.
Also, I mean, you could really afford to miss the commercials because, I mean, you're gonna see them again.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just go away.
Yeah, but it's something about re-air. Seeing them. But it's something about seeing them the first time.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's
the initial look at one.
Yeah. I don't know. When I peed, I had to pee, and I went pee.
Well, so. Good for you. Well, I hope you have a good afternoon, Will.
You
get
too.
Get yourself some rest, man.
Have fun at work, man.
I will. I always turn on the magic when I walk into work.
Good for you.
So, all right, tomorrow, Brian Munson, HuskerLine.com, man. We'll talk a lot of football with him and a whole lot more, man. You guys have a great Monday, and we'll catch you on a Tuesday.